You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired March 4th, 2025. Saying the city is, quote, working to build a community where everyone belongs and can live, play, work, and learn no matter their age, stage of life, income, or abilities, unquote, Waterloo Mayor Dorothy McCabe announced the launch of the Get Ready Plan in mid-February. As Waterloo works to incorporate reconciliation, equity, accessibility, diversity, and inclusion, the launch of the Get Ready Plan will now guide all city divisions as they plan and provide programs and services for the community. McCabe added that the work the city does must reflect the growing size and diversity of the city's population. According to the published plan, embedding READY into the city's operations will focus on building trusting, respectful, and reciprocal relationships between the city and equity-denied communities for meaningful and sustainable change, identifying and dismantling colonial legacies and systemic barriers to foster equitable redistribution of resources and opportunities, incorporating Indigenous teachings and practices into everyday life to create and maintain mutually respectful relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples, and implementing actions that respond to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 calls to action for municipalities, with a commitment to acknowledging harms, atoning for the effects of those harms, and changing behavior to ensure an equitable future. In practice, these areas of focus will mean creating additional low-barrier community spaces for people to come together, interact, and celebrate their culture, increasing the diversity of staff and leadership, involving community representation earlier in the planning and development stages of strategic plans, supporting community-based anti-discrimination initiatives, tackling housing affordability, and addressing existing accessibility barriers in city-led programs and spaces for people across the spectrums of physical and mental abilities and across all age groups. This show features an interview with Divya Handa, the Director of Reconciliation, Equity, Accessibility, Diversity, and Inclusion at the City of Waterloo. Handa discusses the Get Ready Plan, including the genesis and origin of the city's work, the cooperation needed in drafting the plan, how implementation will happen, and critiques of DEI that have been addressed. Here is the interview with Divya Handa of the City of Waterloo.
My name is Divya Handa. I am the Director of Reconciliation, Equity, Accessibility, Diversity, and Inclusion for the City of Waterloo. I'm about, 10 months into my role, new to the City of Waterloo as a corporation, but I have been living in the city since I was 13, 14 years old, so a few decades, and I love the city very, very much, and so this is a great opportunity to be able to give back.
What is the Get Ready Plan, and how will it be implemented to meet its goals?
So the Get Ready Plan is the first ever, I will call colloquially, a DEI strategy for the City of Waterloo. It is our plan. We're using it as a tool that can guide all of the City of Waterloo divisions in the way that they plan for, they budget, and they provide services and programs to residents and visitors to our city. It's the result of a lot of joint efforts between the city's READY team, between community members, and then staff from all across the corporation. The development of this tool has been really great for us to see how far we've come, and then to really be thoughtful and mindful about how we continue to embed READY into the way that we do our work and how far we would like to go. So it's been both a process, and it's now become a tool that has just really helped us to understand what do these principles and these values mean to us and how are we going to move forward. And so the implementation piece of that is actually quite exciting. One of the first things that we're going to do when it comes to implementation, we want to be able to reflect back to our residents, to visitors, even to our staff, actually, about how many different ways we found to be able to embed READY in the way that we provide services and programs. So there's a lot of really great work that is happening across the corporation. I'm not saying that we're there yet, but we are well on our way, and there's a lot of fantastic things to celebrate. And so the first part of the implementation will be to bring all of that out for our community, for all of staff, for everyone to get to know where are we starting, what are we doing, and what are we enjoying through this process. And then what we're hoping is that that starts to create a more meaningful dialogue with community so that we can say, okay, this is where we're starting, this is what we've done. And then community can say, this is great, this is not great, or what about this, or redirect us in the way that community wants to see this work evolve. So we see this as a joint partnership between the city staff and then with community. And so the implementation plan starts to give us that opportunity to make this a two-way conversation and then to help community really direct us in the direction that they want for us to be headed.
It was developed with community feedback and continue to have space for a lot of community feedback then.
It was really important to us that the Get Ready plan be the voice of community. We wanted it to reflect what the journey that staff have taken. So that's one aspect of the voice we wanted to give the plan. And we really wanted it to reflect what we were hearing from community. So oftentimes, I think rightfully so, what we hear from community, and this is not necessarily the city of Waterloo per se, but I think in general, what we tend to hear from the communities, we've told you what you need to do, so do it. And I think there's a lot of validity and there's a lot of emotion in that. And it was really important to us that we reflect that back to say, we hear you, we see you, we understand, and we're trying. So the Get Ready plan is really meant to be reflective of that voice of community and what they have been sharing for a long time with us.
Divya Handa then went into further detail.
The Get Ready plan is the first step, and it's maybe not even as important as all the other steps we now have to take. And so the implementation plan that actually follows now is incredibly critical and important. It's going to be our way of being able to show that we are listening and we are learning and we are trying. And it is also going to be really important for us to maybe build some trust, establish some trust where we've maybe lost it historically or systemically, to start to build some of that trust, and then as well to start to build relationships with community so that they can then direct us in the ways that they would like to see this work evolve, and more broadly, our value system and the way that we think and do a lot of what we do. So I highly encourage community members, organizations, proud activists, I encourage folks to follow this work. We have an Engage Waterloo Region page. So if folks would like to join and follow us there, when the implementation plan is ready to go, it will be posted. And then once that is out there, we would like to have more community engagement sessions, even consultation sessions. Really, we want to receive feedback. We want to hear what everyone is thinking about this, where they would like to see us go, and how we can do better. We know we can do a lot better, and we humbly want to. And we are requesting for that guidance from community. So we want this to be an ongoing dialogue. And I think that what's to come is still a lot more important than what has already come.
How long has the journey been in creating this plan?
Like I said, I've only been here for about 10 months. But what I can understand is that this journey started maybe more formally back in 2017. So it's been a little while. And the journey has taken many different turns along the way. But it's all part of what you would hope would happen as folks are learning about what reconciliation is and what it should look like, especially for municipal government. What is equity? What does it mean when we say diversity? What are we actually talking about? How do we start to think about accessibility in our built environment? How is that different than the way we're thinking about it in our programs, in our policies, in our services? And if ultimately our goal is to be inclusive and to be welcoming, how do all of those things translate to being inclusive and welcoming? And so as you can imagine, that journey, it had to start somewhere, and it's brilliant that it did back in 2017, but it also had to take a lot of turns and twists and a lot of figuring things out and unlearning and relearning or new learnings. And so we've taken quite a bit of a journey to get to where we are now. And in that process, we've learned a lot about staff and what's important to them and what they want to see reflected and represented in and amongst us. And then we've also got to learn a lot from community in terms of where are we meeting community halfway and where are we not? What do we do well and what do we not? And what could we do differently? What do we not even have on our radar? All of those pieces. And so we've come a long way, but humbly, we have a long way to go still.
Why did the city decide the Ready Plan was necessary?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. I think part of this is, so as I said, the journey started back in 2017, and it's taken a few different paths, some of them simultaneously, some of them one after the other. I think that this really came down to an understanding amongst leadership that it's time for us to start making this effort be more consistent across the corporation. And so when we look at how we are embedding reconciliation or equity or accessibility in the way that we provide programming, in the way that we think about services, in the way that we're looking at operations or evaluations, that we need to be able to have an approach that is thoughtful and considerate, because if every team, if every division is going at it on their own, which they were, and that's really worth celebrating that that appetite was there, but when we're not doing it in a consistent way and we're not doing it in a more organized way, what is the burden that that places on community? So we're often engaging with and interacting with many different community members and community organizations. And it's really great for relationship building, but if all of us are also coming and we have different requests and they're coming at the same time or they're coming right one after the other, we're also placing a lot of work on the shoulders of those doing a lot in our community already. And so a big part of this is to make our efforts be a lot more thoughtful, to make them be a lot more organized, and then to make sure that what we are learning, wherever there are learnings across the corporation, that then we're taking that and we're making sure they're implemented across the organization so that we're not sort of reinventing the wheel for every team and we're not missing out on great learnings that are coming across. We're able to replicate them where it makes a lot of sense and we're able to learn from each other. So part of this is also that we have work to do and we understand that and we respect and value the time, the energy, the commitment, the resources that it takes for community to guide us along in this work. And so we want to be really considerate about what we're asking, how we're asking it, when we're asking it, and then what we're doing with all of that. And so we needed some type of a tool and guide to bring us along on the same journey and to make sure that we were partaking in this journey in a really good way. And so that's where the impetus for the Get Ready Plan came from, to create this guide that can help us to do this work together and then to do it well in partnership with community.
With the critiques, with the attacks on DEI in some conservative circles and by the new administration in the States, has the Ready Plan adapted at all?
We are very, very aware of the sociopolitical climate. And I don't know that it's necessarily always limited to our neighbors down south. I think there are some of those criticisms tend to bubble up where we are as well. And so we have thought about that. We released the Get Ready Plan at a time where the discourse really is starting to shift against the idea of equity, against the idea of inclusion, and what does that really mean, and who are we being inclusive of versus who are we excluding. So we were very aware of that when the Get Ready Plan was being launched, and we are still thoughtful of it. We pay attention to the environment. We pay attention to the discourse. I think in terms of how we are fortifying ourselves against it, internally, it's been really important for us to make sure that the message really clear is that in the name of exclusion, we're not going to be creating exclusion. So I think part of the backlash that perhaps DEI is experiencing in different pockets at the moment is that DEI was brought forward given certain social movements and absolutely should have been, but perhaps it came with such a force and a vigor by which we have lots of folks who maybe don't see themselves now being represented in that work and are feeling lost and removed from it. But in order for all of us to actually be able to create any type of change, especially systemic change at the end of it, we all have to be a part of this journey somewhere. We all have to see ourselves in it. And if we're actively creating exclusion by our language or by the policies that we are adapting or by the work that we're doing, we're leaving people behind by choice. And when we do that, especially if those people tend to be folks who in other ways have voices or have the ability by which to ask questions or to disrupt. And I think disrupt is often seen as a bad word, but in self-advocacy, I think it's a great thing. But when folks have that ability or they have the resources by which to be able to do that, and then you're leaving them behind or they're not seeing themselves in the work, it makes sense that they're going to use the tools and that they have access to ask those questions and to maybe make that discourse be more in everyone's awareness than other groups in the past have been able to who didn't have the same access. And so internally, we've been really cognizant about thinking about that, not creating exclusion while we're trying to do really inclusive work. And so what does that mean? And so we are constantly thinking about who is equity denied. We've chosen to go with the terminology of equity denied. There are many different ways by which we, as larger social communities, talk about those who are isolated or marginalized or vulnerable. We've chosen to go with equity denied because we want to really understand that we as a system have created the denial of equity for the groups that we are now actively trying to change the system for. So it's our way of taking that accountability. But while we are doing that, let's not create inequities in the same system for other people. So being really thoughtful about who is equity denied and in which context, in which circumstances. And then in terms of externally, we know the discourse is going to be there and we're welcoming it. I think that if we're going to do this type of work and we want everyone to see themselves in the work, we have to be willing to show up and have difficult conversations. And it kind of feels hypocritical to say that everyone needs to sit in discomfort and then choose to not do it for ourselves. So we are open to the idea of that discourse. And if what it is that the words cause pain, so if saying the word equity is a difficult word to bring people to the table, we're willing to talk about what we mean by equity and to talk about what a common definition can be so that we can still all get to the table and all be heard and seen, and then start to talk about how we move that so that more people can come along for that journey. So I think that we've done a few different things. We're really conscientious about what messaging we're putting out there, and we're really conscientious about who we're actually referring to and thinking about. We want everyone to be as empowered as they can through this process and in their journey. And then on top of that, we are also working really closely with leadership and with staff to stand strong in our value system and what we believe. So as the city, in our strategic plans, one of our priority areas is to really advance our reconciliation, equity, and accessibility work. And so we're holding on strong to that. And if that means that we will have to have challenging conversations and that we will receive feedback that isn't aligned with how we feel or think, or that we will receive harsh or strong criticism, then we're open to it because it's all a part of that journey and that discourse. It needs to happen so that we can get to the other side.
That was an interview with Divya Handa, the Director of Reconciliation, Equity, Accessibility, Diversity, and Inclusion at the City of Waterloo. Check out engagewr.ca for more about the Get Ready Plan. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.